This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Top U.S. national security leaders made a rare joint appearance at the White House briefing room, expressing concern about efforts by Russia and potentially others to meddle in upcoming U.S. elections. They also wanted to reassure the public that strong countermeasures are being taken. Dan Coats is director of U.S. National Intelligence.
We know that through decades, Russia has tried to use its propaganda and methods to sow discord in America. However, they stepped up their game big time in 2016. We have not seen that kind of robust effort from them so far.
Coates also said that President Trump has specifically directed them to make the matter of election meddling and securing our election process a top priority. U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller has been investigating Russia's election meddling, as well as if there were links between Moscow and the Trump campaign during the run-up to the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Mr. Trump has repeatedly referred, that is, to the probe as a witch hunt. Emmerson Mnangagwa has won Zimbabwe's presidential election in a poll marred by violence and charges of fraud. The Election Commission gives Mnangagwa 50.8% of the vote, barely ahead of opposition leader Nelson Chamisa. Chamisa calling the results fake and promises a court challenge. United States closely watching Iranian naval exercises in the Persian Gulf and will remain freedom of navigation through a strategic waterway there. Will maintain that. U.S. Navy defends sea traffic norms, which allow passage through that narrow strait. Located on the eastern edge of the Persian Gulf, the Strait of Hormuz is one of the world's most important export routes. Iran's National Guard there has sought to block the strait. This is VOA News. Ankara vowing to hit back at Washington sanctions on the Turkish Justice and Interior Minister in connection with the detention of an American Protestant pastor, Andrew Brunson. Aaron Stein is a resident senior fellow at the Atlantic Council.
I think the way it should be looked about is that this is the culmination of basically long-term efforts to try and get this man, Pastor Andrew Brunson, released. And if you are to believe the reporting on this, there was a Turkish reneging on the deal at the last minute, which prompted an escalatory cycle that resulted in these two men being sanctioned.
The American pastor is on trial on terrorism and espionage charges for links to followers of the U.S.-based Turkish cleric Fethullah Gulen, who was blamed by Ankara for the 2016 failed coup and whom Turkey is seeking to extradite. News of U.S. sanctions saw Turkish financial markets falling, with the lira hitting record lows amid fears Washington could target Turkey's fragile economy. United Nations Special Envoy to Yemen planning to invite the warring parties to Geneva next month to discuss a framework for peace talks. Martin Griffiths told the Security Council a political solution to end the war in Yemen is available and urged world powers to support the new push for peace negotiations.
We urge the parties to resolve this conflict through negotiation rather than through military means, a sentiment that members of this council have consistently expressed in recent months.
Latest attempt at the peace talks for Yemen broke down in 2016. U.S. Republican lawmakers may not get the chance to vote by the November elections on President Trump's high court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. That story now from AP's Ed Donahue.
The National Archives and Records Administration says it won't be until the end of October for the review to be finished on nearly 1 million documents from Brett Kavanaugh's time in the George W. Bush White House. Republicans in the Senate, like Utah's Orrin Hatch, don't like the Democrats' paper chase.
We can't keep going down this partisan, picky, stupid, dumbass role.
Iowa's Chuck Grassley wants to push through, even if Democrats don't have all the documents.
What more do they need to know to vote no?
Kavanaugh is a conservative whose views on gay marriage, abortion, and executive power could tip the court to the right. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Organization for American States putting the death toll from more than 3 months of anti-government protest in Nicaragua at 317, 23 miners and 21 police officers among the dead. Protests erupted in April when President Daniel Ortega announced changes in the country's popular pension system. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.